Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor. I've been molested, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Haru playing Toluga.
No one molested you. You were unmolested. It's Ryan. None of my NPCs molested you. No one is molesting you. You're goo. I don't even know where they'd start. That went off the fucking rails immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where that one went. That was one of those episodes.
Why didn't you parent better as Reggie?
Before the episode started, Ryan was like, all right, in and out, quick, hour-long show. We're going to get this done. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Not if I have anything to say about it.
Well, I was like, okay. It is so funny that you're calling out Reggie for doing exactly what you guys do.
No.
He's literally doing exactly what
you guys do. We are reactionary. They didn't do anything.
They molested me.
No, you molested yourself. All right. You ran in there, ripped his towel off, and then said, oh, no.
Oh, no. Huge dong.
I also point out, you guys know that these are like 100% Krizzik worshiping maniacs.
Yeah, but I mean.
Yes, but I'm trying to stay under the radar.
Yeah. Yep. Unfortunately, no.
They also didn't attack us.
Yeah.
I mean.
They would have.
Once they realized who Glebnor was, it became very clear that they would have if they'd gotten
no,
dropped.
No, I know that. But the whole point was.
I can't believe your stupid fucking bald cap worked.
You damn right it did.
I hate that ball cap. Because now I have to picture that fight. You just like look like Dominic Toretto.
Without the wife beater, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mark, get ready.
You and Reggie, from this point on, Radiance of Dawn is going to start hitting you.
I need my Fast and Furious arc. I need to be Tom and Nick.
Listen, I just can't believe you slapped Reggie. That was so funny.
I was going to slap Mark, too, but I nat once.
I know, the nat one.
So
really
instead
poetic.
I did, though, I'm just disappointed and you're not worth it.
I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
And for Red Reggie's defense, he walks out of the room. There's two dragonborn wizards running to the edge of the hall.
But he had a 21 insight.
Yeah.
They were going down to help the molestation victim.
It was an insight on himself. And in his heart of hearts, he wanted to lightning bolt them. So
he's loving this lightning bolt a little too much lately.
Yeah, he's pumped.
Well, you got to sort everyone out.
Yeah.
Have fun with that. Just wait till I add this new goal onto our list.
You're adding a goal that might have been squashed fucking hundreds of years ago.
I was given a vision.
A vision of present day.
Or present, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, also, that sea bitch did try to strangle Lorenz.
Yeah. So the vision was to let you know that sea elves are working, bad, basically.
And sea
that
elves
you
bad.
So in a sea elf establishment.
Is she my god? Because Bleebly's my god.
It's a weird one. So
or am I multi-religious?
I think it's more that like, that she is like the creator, or I guess she was the first god the like Kuatoa made. So she's kind of this like, I guess like a mother god to all Kuatoa and
okay.
creations.
So by believing in Bleebly, I'm not diminishing.
No, not at all.
All right.
And I mean, obviously we did incredible fish roleplay.
Oh yeah.
Peak
roleplay.
But what that conversation really was she was calling for aid of a fellow Bapu Ghoul. Because her people are in dire straits.
And they just showed me awesome visions of my ancestor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just showed you what you could be.
Yeah.
And then showed you where they need help.
Mm-hmm. Where's the golden trident?
Well, now I have a different plan to make my own.
What, your own?
Golden trident. Golden.
I got a giant ball of light. I can fucking.
And a pile of gold back at the death temple to melt down.
And forge a golden light trident.
Oh, also, I added a couple of weapon proficiencies for you now that you had your little vision quest. So you're now proficient in blow darts, whips, and tridents. And
okay.
I think nets, maybe. I gave you some other stupid
ones. Okay, cool.
Now.
I need a net now.
Oh, you know I love a net.
Yeah, I see. I have a blow gun.
Yep.
Trident whip.
Yeah.
Now, does Thorn Whip count as whip? Can he add proficiency to those strikes?
And that goes off as
magic. It's a
bonus,
spell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. But I already have like a plus 10 to hit with Thorn Whip.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I thought it was just more of like you coming into the weapon skills that your ancestor knew when he tamed a megalodon to take on the Leviathan.
God, fucking.
I'm sure the net really helped.
That net sucks so much.
Nah, remember fucking Mitsfisto netting everybody? Oh, yeah. So all I did was throw nets on people.
It's like an AC of 10 in one hit point. It's so easy to chop it half.
But it's annoying.
It takes action.
It wastes their action. It's the best.
Sometimes like stupid shit like that, actually, it's like when you're playing with the action economy.
Yeah,
the thing that I've like realized about running all of these like wizard assassin encounters basically is like these wizards are so fucking squishy.
I got the wand now.
Yeah, that's just like a spellcasting focus.
Okay.
So, you get rid of your cannoli.
Never.
You could use it to cast magic missile. But
once my cannoli gets moldy, I will.
Okay.
It's been moldy inside cannoli. His magic missile is going to start doing poison damage. Yeah.
Moldy cannoli!
Wait. Could it be like a penicillin missile and heal people from a distance?
No. Don't give him that. He doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve that.
Something that would
stop
help
working
us.
Against us. This is the after show. God damn it!
I am against you. I actively hurt both you and Reggie, and then beat Reggie.
You didn't hurt me, so that was nice.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're on this. You now understand.
Once Reggie ran out and was like, "I'm gonna lightning bolt." I was like,
I just want to say, when does Toluga take personal responsibility?
I did all the way up until this point.
This campaign opened with him pulling a smash and grab with a 2-year-old. Yeah. And now he's surprised that I'm bad.
Hey, I parented the shit out of you. And then you got into gambling and drugs.
Well, I mean.
You got into drugs.
No, you got into drugs.
When did I do drugs?
The mushrooms.
That was forced upon me.
That was forced upon all of us.
Doesn't mean you didn't do drugs.
Where were you to stop me? Oh, on drugs.
Well, actually, the only one to willingly
actually,
do
it's
the
Cosmo's
drugs
fault.
Was Cosmo. No, it was Frick. Frick's buddy.
Yeah, it was fucking that little
it
shit.
It was Frick's
Frick.
Buddy
and
who.
Mike the Mykonid.
But Cosmo
the
was Mykonid. The only one that was like, oh, mushroom? Sure.
Don't bring me into this.
You did 100% like, oh, mushrooms? I'm a fucking rocker. I'll do them.
Yeah, I'm not taking responsibility for your actions anymore.
All right.
Yeah, it's now on me.
You're gonna get in trouble.
You're gonna get in trouble. I'm not gonna help you until you learn your lesson.
It's gonna get to a point where Theo's like Toluga is now, yeah, but instead of getting mad at everyone, I'm just gonna start shooting everyone.
What do you think would be an adequate, like, reparations from Glebnor? What does Glebnor need to do?
I think, like, a culmination of all his bad actions need to backfire on him.
Specifically?
In a row, so that he's, like, beaten down by the end of the session.
Never gonna happen.
He's so hard to beat down.
Just hit him with magical stuff. He has no resistance.
He's only been dropped to zero once.
To beat his ass instead of mine.
Well, you know.
Stop jumping in the middle of everything.
Roll better.
I tried.
Try harder.
The one time I rolled good, you rolled better.
Should have been better than me. I got a +3 to initiative. What's your excuse?
+5.
+9 at advantage.
Oh, fuck you.
This arc is really funny because it's like all of you are just
tearing
like,
us apart.
You're all getting torn apart. And I do kind of like it because sometimes I'm like, they're too buddy-buddy. they're always teaming up against me.
That's what I would view as reparation. Once Glebnor learns his lesson.
It'll never happen.
Yeah, you know.
It's never going to happen.
Well, Vaguda's on the way.
Vaguda's going to come and I'm not going to help. I'm just going to watch.
Well, get ready to get solved when I get fucking switched over to the goo side.
Trying to even like think about what happened this episode besides just me and Haru just going whoa.
That was by far the best part of the episode.
I'm dying to see that.
I couldn't even fucking look at you two.
Yeah. No. And I hit you with the woohoo.
Like quick one. I mean, like a pretty prevalent, like an ongoing theme in the campaign is just how stupid to Kuotoa magic is. So
yeah.
Just keeping it alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bapul goal. Blipdual Pulp. Yeah, every time I look up a picture of Blipdual Pulp, it's just like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in this game. Just a naked woman with a crawdad head. Blipdual
Pulp. I thought you were like, her tits are on our, it's like, oh yeah.
Right. You don't say.
Well. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I thought, like, going to a spa would turn into. Like, of course. of course.
I mean, it was made, it was more aggravated because they insisted on coming with.
I know.
I think I was already headed the direction anyways, and then they started to escort me.
Well, I wanted them to go with you in case you needed anything, but like, I didn't think they were going to drown you.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's really good that they came because I was, this was kind of a trap for Tallulah. I was going to try to kill you.
I was just going to ignore them anyway.
Maybe. I thought it'd be fun to kind of highlight that, like, now that Brendini is no longer supplying wool to the wizards, they're having trouble making lightning. I always thought that was like a really silly like thing in the lightning bolt spell that you need like a little thing of like wool to rub together.
Little stack.
Yep.
Rub your feet on the carpet.
And then you taking the wand, I really fucked me because I was going to cast a chain lightning from that guy.
Yeah, not on my watch.
But I needed my material component. No good. No good. But yeah, that was a wild one. Things are getting tense in this arc here. Stresses are really coming to a fever pitch.
You got to somehow get Mark under, or Glebnor under control. Not Mark. Mark's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wild card.
That's up to you, man.
Listen, I mean, honestly,
I was doing it up to this point. Now it's your turn.
I've taken that away from Reggie. Reggie doesn't have.
Well, it's up to Ryan to punish him.
True. I've taken the responsibility away from Reggie just because Reggie was like, yeah, go kill him for no reason.
They're Krizik, but did they do anything to us yet? No.
They would have.
I was being a good boy and listening.
They didn't even know we were there.
Reggie was put in charge and I just listened. And I helped.
You technically didn't listen.
Like, you said kill him, and then you...
You didn't kill him. You tried to frame him for sexual assault.
Like a lunatic.
He's dead, isn't he?
Not because of you.
You never even hit him. He hit him one time.
You made things so much worse.
In my mind, the molestation thing was going to play out differently.
This isn't like that.
But you're not good at deception.
Yeah. You're really bad.
I know.
You rolled an 8.
I know.
Is your deception a negative?
No, it's a +3.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I couldn't tell.
Not one bit. Mine is a 0, and I rolled better than you.
Here's the problem. Good. I would love to punish Glebnor. I really would.
Yeah?
But he has all the damage I throw at him.
Even the magical kind?
No. Shut up!
Instead of wailing on my dumb ass, fucking beat his!
I try to get him with all the poison, but then he's a stupid slime, so he has the poison.
They're Krizik people. Why poison? Just use electricity.
Well, I did. I got him one time. I got a little lightning breath on him.
Yeah.
But it did
stab him with a shock dagger. Why is it always got to be poison that I can't have?
Because the firbolgs are poison crafters. So they were using the firbolg.
They're brainwashed by Krizik.
Yeah, but so they had poison daggers on them already when they got brainwashed.
Yeah, what are they going to go down to the Dagger Depot and get fucking electric ones? No, he's got what they got.
They should go to the Dagger Depot. I want to go to the Dagger Depot.
Yeah,
now.
Those daggers are juice.
So, yeah, the daggers are pretty nice. The dagger venoms are pretty good.
Yeah.
There is no Dagger Depot. There is, however, somewhere in Belkali.
Radical Bob's or whatever?
No. What was that guy's
Radical
name?
Bob's Regalia or whatever
Bodacious
the fuck it
Bills.
Was.
Bodacious Bob's Reasonably Priced Baubles.
Yeah, and then I immediately knew this.
No, there is a Gnome Depot. It's a
hardware store.
Hardware store.
Yes.
I put that in the market district and we just never got to it.
Gnome Depot.
So you can go to Gnome Depot at some point. Yeah. That one got away from me. I can be honest here as a DM. That one.
Yeah.
At a certain
point. That really did. That one got away from all of us except Mark.
Yeah.
You let him take the wheel with no repercussions.
According to plan.
I would have loved for there to be repercussions. These guys are just glass cannons and you guys fucking shot them 100 times.
Get the police after him.
I do have law mages, which at some point will come up.
Good. Hopefully they arrest that horrible molestation guy.
All right. We've said molestation way too many times for this D&D podcast.
What do we say? It's fun like molest.
Molest.
All right. Get us the hell out of
here. Yeah, it's not fun, is it, Rich?
Mark, take us out. Take me out of my fucking misery.
Hey, everybody. Just want to say sorry for all the molest. But if you enjoyed that, make sure you come back next week for less molesting and more.
Less?
No molesting and more shenanigans. Anyways, make sure you're rating, reviewing, subscribing, and spreading the good word of Blee Blee to your friends and family. Maybe have them skip this episode. Unless they...
No.
No. No.
Backpedal that immediately. No. Get me the fuck out of this episode.
Okay, no more. No more. No more. No more of that. Only happy good time shenanigans from now on. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.